Activity 1, page 44. Listen and then read.
Welcome to our school, Mr. Gbagidi.
Good morning, Mr. Gbagidi.
Good morning, class, and thank you. I've always wanted to meet a whole class.
Mr. Gbagidi is going to talk to us about computers. He's a computer technician.
Yes, I am. Now, let's look at all the parts of the computer first. This is the processor. It's the heart of the computer, because it makes the computer work. This computer also has a keyboard and a monitor, and many computers have speakers. These cables connect the processor to the keyboard and the screen. There's also a cable to connect the computer to the telephone line.
Do all computers need cables?
No, they don't. Some computers use wireless technology instead. They can even use wireless technology to connect to the internet.
What's this?
This is an external hard drive. You can store information on the hard drive of your computer, but you can also use an external hard drive, a CD or a memory stick.
And you usually need a mouse if you want to use the computer.
Yes, that's right.
Do all computers have modems?
If you want to connect to the internet, you need a telephone line and a modem. But some computers and mobile phones have modems built into them.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gbagidi. Your talk was very interesting.